USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A polar vortex has the Midwest in a deadly grip. 22 states registered temperatures below zero. Chicago was at minus 23. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, minus 25. And Minneapolis, minus 27. The polar vortex is putting a halt to mail delivery across at least seven states. John Clemens reports.
There will be no mail delivery in Iowa, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, portions of Montana, Wisconsin, and a wide area of Illinois as dangerously cold conditions hit parts of the nation. Due to the Arctic outbreak and the concern for the safety of employees, the Postal Service has suspended service. There's no word yet on when mail service will resume in the affected regions. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Addison. I'm Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Lawmakers are discussing bipartisan ways to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Democrats and Republicans sat down on Capitol Hill to discuss border security on Wednesday. Republican Congressman Chuck Fleischman was part of that group, and he tells Fox News things went rather well.
It was sincere, it was candid, and our friends in the Senate and on both sides were very cordial. So I think we're going to make some progress. Metaphorically, as you say, perhaps it's warming up here in Washington.
In Venezuela, there were new protests against President Nicolas Maduro. Thousands of Venezuelans hit the streets, waving flags and shouting freedom. One protester said, "We've had enough of this oppressive regime." The Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged boosted stock. The Dow rose 435 points. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A poll of United Kingdom citizens gathers some troubling results on their view of what happened during the Holocaust in Germany. USA's Chris Barnes has the findings.
5% of adults in the UK believe the Holocaust is a myth, according to a new poll commissioned by the Holocaust Memorial Day Trust. It found another 8% believe the number of victims has been exaggerated. In fact, over 6 million Jews were systematically murdered by the Nazis, along with millions of others deemed undesirable by Adolf Hitler's regime. Trust CEO Olivia Marks-Waldman calls the finding a shocking level of widespread ignorance and denial. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Prince Philip, who is 97, has written to two women who were injured a few weeks ago when he had a car crash. He says it happened because he was blinded by the sun. The Queen's husband acknowledges their very distressing experience and says he wants them to know how very sorry he is. Philip was driving near the Queen's estate when his Land Rover hit the other car and flipped over. He says the accident left him very shaken, but greatly relieved the women were not seriously injured. Many are questioning whether the prince should be driving at his age. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.